welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I am Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, December 17th, 2021. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL, but before we do, let me remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. We begin in Los Angeles, where the Chargers had a chance to take first place in the AFC West if they could just beat the Chiefs. This was an incredible back-and-forth game that saw Kansas City tie the score with a late touchdown pass to Travis Kelce in the fourth quarter. Then, after the Chiefs won the toss in overtime, they thought, hey, you know what? We should try that again.
Mahomes again from the gun, takes the low snap, looks left, pump fakes, throws over the middle, completes. It's Kelce at the 30. Kelce breaking free, 15, 10, 5. Kelce is in for the Kansas City touchdown, and the Chiefs have won it in overtime. 34 yards on the catch and run by the Pro Bowler Travis Kelce.
Spiro Dedis on Westwood One on the call. The Chiefs get their seventh straight win to improve to 9-4 on the year. They retain possession of first place in the AFC West. They have a two-game lead with three to play. Have a night, Travis Kelce. 10 catches, a career-high 191 yards, along with both the game-tying and game-winning touchdown catches. The Chargers, meanwhile, dropped to 8-5 on the year and have now lost eight straight home games to their division rivals. They will certainly have a lot to look back on this one. Fire up the analytics takes, because that's all you're going to hear about today. Los Angeles had three trips inside the Chiefs' five-yard line that resulted in no points whatsoever, thanks to the Chargers turning it over on downs. Just for a little perspective on what took place, five of the last seven possessions in this game ended in touchdowns. There were five total turnovers on downs in the game. Like I said, three of those inside the Chiefs' five-yard line. There are going to be a whole bunch of old-school NFL folks mad after this one. The other big story of the day yesterday continued to be COVID-19. The NFL and the NFL Players Association negotiated changes to the league's COVID-19 protocols that have been put in place immediately. Every team is going to be put in the intensive COVID-19 protocols until the conclusion of this week. That means mandatory mask wearing in team facilities, social distancing, grab-and-go meal service in team cafeterias, virtual meetings unless they can be held in a room big enough to allow social distancing, limits on the number of people allowed in the weight room, and restrictions on activities outside of the facility. But the good news is that players will also be able to return to the field faster than normal if they meet certain medical thresholds when tested after their initial positive. So some of the players that we've heard about going on the COVID list may still be able to play on Sunday, like I said, if they meet those thresholds. Speaking of COVID, the Browns continue to be hit hard. Backup quarterback Case Keenum joined Baker Mayfield, Kevin Stefanski, and 18 other players on the reserve COVID list. Right now, it looks like Nick Mullins could be the starter against the Raiders, and he wasn't even on the active roster until yesterday. But like I said, remember, with the new protocols, it is possible for Baker to be back for the game. According to ProFootballTalk.com, the NFLPA is aggressively pushing the league to postpone Saturday's game between the Raiders and the Browns, given the number of Cleveland players who are on the COVID reserve list. Spoiler alert, the league said that is not going to happen. For more context, the Rams also added 13 players to the COVID list this week, while Washington added 17. In non-COVID news, Lions tight end TJ Hockenson underwent thumb surgery yesterday morning, and his 2021 season is officially over, though the good news is he is expected to make a complete recovery in time for the offseason program, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, December 17th. Make sure you follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear and you want to support our show, please, please, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review. It is absolutely the most important and best thing you can do to help us, because it helps more people discover us. And we, of course, appreciate that. very, very much. And remember, you can catch up on everything else that happens in Week 15 with our Sunday late night wrap-up show. Maybe you're busy on Sunday, you got the honey-do list, you're doing some holiday shopping, whatever the case may be, I host a show. I promise you, you'll get all the latest info, injuries, post-game storylines, everything you need to know if you can't be planted in front of your TV for 12 hours on Sunday. Luckily, they pay me to do it. Enjoy your Friday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Sunday.